The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. Now, we're in the liturgical cycle, Cycle B, and that means that we've recorded our Sundays of Advent with Father Peter Malone via Skype, so the Sunday reflections are somewhat different in tone, but bear in mind that's because there's 12-odd thousand miles between us. Fourth Sunday of Advent. And you've gone for a film here, Peter, from 1985, Agnes of God.
Yes, Agnes of God is a favourite film of mine, although I haven't seen it for a while now, but it's very apt for the Gospel of the Annunciation. It's a kind of a parable. It's a Catholic playwright called John Bielmeyer, who's written quite a number of screenplays. One he wrote, which I thought was quite significant, was called Choices of the Heart, about Gene Donovan, the lay missionary who was killed in El Salvador in 1981. So he's able to tap into religious themes in some of his screenplays very well. It's an odd story, but it does relate to the Annunciation. Perhaps I'd better tell you, basically, it's about nuns in a convent in Canada. And Agnes is one of the nuns. She's a young girl, perhaps mentally impaired, a very simple soul. But in the convent, her aunt, played by Anne Bancroft in a very tough way, is a widow who has become a nun and is the superior of the convent and looks after Agnes. Anyway, Agnes becomes pregnant, and the mystery is, and the film doesn't really resolve this, it offers us a lot of possibilities, was she assaulted and attacked? Was there someone she met? Or, as the film suggests with images of doves and birds, could it be a parallel with the virginal conception that we have in the Gospel for Mary herself? So, in a way, it's a kind of parable allegory of this issue of the virginal conception of Jesus, which we are thinking about as we come towards the end of Advent, moving towards Christmas.
I don't know the meaning behind the song she sang. Perhaps it was a song of seduction, and the father was a field hand. Perhaps the song was simply a lullaby that she remembered from many years ago. And the father was hope and love and desire and a belief in miracles.
The other thing I thought I should mention is that they make a play on words, Agnes of God, and you have, if you remember your Latin, Agnus Dei, which translates the Lamb of God, the innocent Lamb of God. And so the author is making that kind of parallel between the Lamb of God, Agnes, the Virgin Mary, and the whole experience of the virginal conception of Jesus. It's not an easy film, but I think it's interesting and thought-provoking at the same time.